You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Ebola continues to be front and center in the news with both good and not so good developments. Nigeria and Senegal recently declared their countries Ebola free, but the virus continues to plague Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia with more than 4,000 deaths reported so far. The whole crisis has inspired a lot of songs about the virus that can be heard all over Liberian television and radio. The hope of many artists is to bring clarity to how the disease is spread and to build support. Here in Philadelphia, a group of Liberian artists recently put together their own song that includes some prevention tips about avoiding contact with people who are sick, just like all the others. But they say there's something that sets their song apart. Alana Gordon reports.
Chilton DeMerchant James is a Liberian-born musician who runs a community recording studio in southwest Philadelphia. For the last few weeks, in between engineering other people's projects, he's been humming his own tune.
It's like, kick Ebola out of Africa. Kick Ebola. So something like that, I'm still working on it. It's like I haven't played yet, but it's in my mind, and that's why I keep running here to see if I can put something down in the machine.
James says it's easy to feel helpless. Support doesn't seem to be arriving soon enough. And he's constantly bombarded with misinformation and confusion, especially on social media. So he's turning to something he knows to spread information and support. For the last couple of weekends, James has brought in some friends to help develop his concept for a song and lay down the tracks.
The only thing we can do is to prevent and stop this deadly virus from spreading around. And that's the most important thing we can do, create the awareness.
Sanitize your hands, stay away from the infected.
We are too beautiful, we are too precious to be dying like this.
Samantha Tupi Morris is a backup singer and producer.
The more we sing, we become powerful. Yeah.
Well, my name is T-Snare Harris, drummer. We are here, but we feel the pains that they feel back home.
Our mothers are dying. Our fathers are dying.
As a Liberian, you hate to see a country in a negative light.
James Sua sings background vocals.
To me, what it feels like is we're not just fighting the virus, but we're also fighting the stigma.
Chilton James says the idea originated as something for Liberians, but the song has turned into something more universal.
My view is if we are not together, we can never stop Ebola from spreading.
Sweet.
Just as the group put the final touches on the song, Steve Worslow stopped in. He's widely known across West Africa as Big Steve and is James's mentor and music icon.
He's good, and the music is good.
But he said it needed more edge.
There are a lot of Ebola songs out there, and they just sing Ebola, Ebola, like they're praising Ebola.
James agreed, so he added in Big Steve.
Death is war, and it's raw, against mankind, and there's no time.
James says they could always spend more time on the song, making it even better. But they feel an urgency to get their message out.
Let's get together.
We're wrapping up, almost done. It's like we're ready to send our package.
What do you think about it? How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm feeling excited.
The more we listen to the song, we get inspired and
we feel so good about as how we are contributing back.
That's why I'm dancing.
I just want the world to hear this song and join us in a fight.
Don't turn your back and fly. Come, let's fight together to kick Ebola out of Africa.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
Liberia, Ebola go.
Sierra Leone,
Ebola go.
Guinea,
Ebola go.
Nigeria.
superior.